welcome to The Intersection. Tonight we're going to be playing some trivia and having some fun, and hopefully in a little bit we will hear from my cousin Michael, who is staying with us through Friday, and I'm excited about that. And here he is. Yay, Michael. Hey, Michael.
Hello.
Hey. Now, it's just you and me at the moment, so we don't have anybody to play with just yet, but I do expect to see some more members of our regulars chiming in at any moment. So, since you're first on, I'm going to give you the option of choosing which trivia set I pull from. So there is the super easy, I should have known that. Then I've got the green cards from a 2000s Trivial Pursuit, and then I've got a slightly older Trivial Pursuit. So,
I think I'd probably fail at the older ones. So I'd probably go with maybe the 2000s ones. Right. Or the easy ones. I'm also like really tired.
Well, we can go with the super easy ones.
Okay. How long is this whole thing going to be?
It's going to be an hour. We're beyond till midnight, our time. And hopefully we'll see some folks. Sometimes they take a few minutes because they do the show that comes on before mine, Alex's show. And so then everybody's got to do their bathroom break and get their coffee. Oh, here comes Alan. Alan, welcome. Welcome, meet my cousin Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Alan? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
And I think, Alan, we're going to do the super easy questions.
Oh, okay.
And we're just, let's
I'm
get...
I'm sure Charlie and Wayne will be here in a minute or two, so...
Yeah, well, I figured as much. I figured I'd give them a minute or two to before we started. So, Michael, introduce yourself to the world. The GabNet world.
Hello world. Hello GabNet. I'm Michael. I'm living in California, but I'm trying to move to Texas, and I've got this cousin Amy here, and I'm visiting her because she's in Texas.
I live in California, and I would not want to move to Texas.
So yeah, nice. How come?
Visit.
Okay.
Where in California?
What's your opinion? Berkeley. Berkeley.
Oh, that's close by. Fremont.
Oh, you're Fremont.
Yeah.
Hey. Just
down we have a large Bay Area contingent.
Yeah, you must be, other than San Francisco, probably that Berkeley is the craziest and most liberal city in the state.
Well, I think it used to be. Now it's kind of like all those have turned into old hippies, and it's pretty square. I'd say Oakland's probably more crazy. And I don't think any of it's liberal anymore. It's probably more just hard line left, right?
Yeah, I guess. I guess so. Most of the Bay Area is left. You know, if you take, like, if you took, I've said this before on the show, if you take San Diego, Los Angeles, the Bay Area, and Sacramento County out, the state would be a conservative state. It would be red. Because if you go into those outlying areas and get out of the major metropolitan areas of the state, you mainly see, you know, Hitler, I'm sorry, say that, Trump, and there was, that really came out wrong, so please don't take offense. I don't know how I had his name in my mouth. I really don't. You see Trump things all over the place. I have friends that live in
Ellen
Vacaville.
is a Jewish retired sheriff's department
Who
officer.
is?
You.
Yeah, me, right?
Who's Oh, I was trying to figure out who Big Guy was. It's Charlie.
Yeah. That's because that's what Alan named his computer.
That's right.
And
And I
then he
didn't
gave it to
change the
me.
name, but it's easy to change. So.
I have to reboot to change the name, so.
Right. And Charlie is a retired what was your profession?
I was a computer analyst for the Texas State Comptroller's Office.
And now he is a
Well,
referee umpire
softball umpire. Yep.
and living in Austin. Michael's talking about moving to Austin or San Antonio. No, Matt's
Yeah,
moving
Austin.
to San Antonio, you're moving to Austin, right?
Yeah, I just drove from Austin today. Yeah,
Either one. Both cities are great.
I haven't been to San Antonio yet, but here it's cool. I'll have to go check it out.
You're just driving around and see where you want to live. That's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just feeling it out right now. Yeah, let's check vibe check places, you know?
Yep. I was trying to convince Matt that he should move up here to Denton.
Right.
Well,
Matt
too close
lives
to Kansas.
in Dallas. And I went down and picked him up and got Sweet Georgia Brown barbecue. We had
Oh.
the sides from Sweet Georgia Brown are so good. It's just like it's almost like the barbecue itself is an afterthought. That's so we ate very well this evening, but it was a whole family thing. And then Matt called his great grandmother. Or great aunt, great great aunt.
Something I
She's
couldn't track it.
101 years old, and she was telling us stories about our well, about Michael's grandfather and my father, and so it was neat. So and Michael, and tell everybody what you do.
I'm a scientist, I'm sort of a renegade scientist. I'm trying to start a new college, and that's why I'm looking for a good place to do that right now. I'm trying to film at the third scientific revolution, the one that where publishing happens on the internet.
I have very smart
What
family
type of science,
members.
like medical or?
Mostly, I do computer science mostly, but it's like a combination of computer science and technology or psychology.
Okay,
So like
cool.
blending, helping humans think together through the internet.
Isn't that what AI does?
Yeah, AI is like the other side of it. AI. So I'm like, how do we help human intelligence get stronger
Now, there
through
you go.
computing
I got
rather than
it. Okay.
replacing it?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Which we kind of need in order to stand on our own 2 feet in the age of AI as it's coming. We've got to be able to think together ourselves.
Yeah.
I tell you, the Two Moon family's got some pretty smart
Make sure you
genes in them.
name your name.
Michael's really quite brilliant. And I'm so happy to have him here in town and visiting. And it was wonderful that we got to see Matt came up from his great grandfather was my grandfather's brother.
Are you sure?
Yeah, and that would be Michael's great grandfather's brother.
Okay.
I am not positive about that. That is the picture that I have of the family tree.
That sounds about right. It is a weird thing. It's
we're
like you go back enough generations and then they align, but like skipping a generation.
Right. We're at different generations of iterations. We're cousins.
Yeah, but it was fun to meet all these new cousins or new to me and then see everything in common. Everyone was a super nerd, man. This whole table was full of nerds. We were talking about a topic and everyone had a different nerdy take from a different direction. It's like the geologist, the geographer, the mechanical engineer, the physicist, the chemist, and the computer scientist.
Yep.
So, did you have pork ribs or beef ribs tonight?
It was pork.
Oh, they I'm didn't trying to have... find out if you were as non-Jew as Amy and me.
He's actually less Jewish than me.
Oh, well, that's probably like me then.
His dad... Yeah. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I'm officially non-Jewish because my dad's the Jewish side. But I'm very interested in converting, and I'm like looking at all of the kosher requirements and various things I have to go through, and I'm like,
Yeah, maybe. I think the worst is being circumcised.
That's what I didn't want to say out loud.
Ooh.
It's like, do I want to go through that at 45?
No.
Oh, here comes Wayne. Hope he wasn't waiting there too long.
I didn't have much choice. When I was a baby, yeah. I can remember screaming my lungs out.
The doctor says,
don't worry, it didn't hurt.
Both of my kids were circumcised before I left the hospital. I don't believe in throwing a party for that. That just seems really weird to me. Now, granted, they do it when the baby's 8 days old, normally. I didn't wait that long. I'm like, it's going to happen before we leave the hospital. I had to have C-section, so I was there a couple extra days anyway. So, all right, I think we're going to go with the easy questions tonight. And maybe I've got out the green science-y ones.
Oh, boy.
We might switch over to those. But let's see. We got four people. I guess I'll just go around the panel and ask.
Which one of us is not a people? Because there's five of us on the panel.
Yeah. I'm not counting myself.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not going to ask myself a question when I've got the answer in front of me.
Yeah, well, sometimes that doesn't work. We'll explain that to you right now, Michael. Sometimes she has the answer in front of her and doesn't believe it or something. So.
Well, occasionally it's wrong.
Of course.
All right. Let's start. Michael, I'll start with you because you were first on. All right. What do you call authors who write books published under the name of another person?
Like a ghostwriter?
That is the correct answer.
Yeah, I like the easy questions. Oh, I got a sound effect. Yeah, I can feel smart.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Okay. I don't know if I want to impress that father, but okay.
I always thought, that the sound of him saying most impressive is right after a good bowel movement. You're trying to catch your breath, and that's what it sounded like, so.
Oh, God.
I'm glad that you're saying out loud all the things that I'm thinking and too afraid to say.
Go ahead and say them,
Alan's not afraid to say anything.
No, that's for sure.
All right, Alan, what is the population of China?
62 billion. Oh, I don't know. I have enough trouble figuring out what the population of the United States is.
Curses foiled again.
The population of China is 1.3 billion.
I wasn't far
off. Oh, they lost the 100 million.
Oh, Charlie keeps up with it. Wow.
It was 1.4 billion last time I saw it.
Okay, well, this, I'm not sure when this was published. It was made in Poland. How about that? All right. So, close enough. All right. Charlie. I switched cards too soon. Is it impossible? Is it possible to whiten your teeth by smiling in the sun for a long time? Is it possible?
I'm
going
to say no to that.
Yeah, no. That's that is correct.
I agree with Charlie. I mean, that's just...
All right. And Wayne, what two ingredients are found in a screwdriver cocktail?
I think it's orange juice and vodka, although I never drank one.
Try to see if I have another yes. Nope. Yeah. I have a little app over here that has all my sound effects on it. And I've added a bunch of fun stuff to it. Like,
Bell! Bell! Bell!
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Oh, shut up, your mouth!
All right. Who are we? We're back to Michael. What is the brand behind the iconic perfume number 5? Blank number 5 perfume.
Product number 5? No, I don't know what it is.
Chanel number 5?
Chanel number 5 is correct.
Wow. Right. I didn't know Alan was a Chanel man.
I used to have a girlfriend that liked it, and it got real expensive real quick.
Yeah, there it's you very go. Expensive.
I would have rather just gone to Walgreens and bought her some perfume.
Plus, we're all old and we remember commercials.
Absolutely. Yeah.
With Catherine Deneuve.
Yeah.
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 The one that I know best is Anjali, because it was the, I think it's Peggy Lee song, I Can Bring Home the Bacon, Fried Up in a Pan. I can't sing that song without adding Anjali. It is so drilled into my head. There are some songs that are indelibly connected to a commercial now.
Yep.
You know, Anticipation, Carly Simon.
Mm-hmm.
What's the product? Heinz ketchup.
Oh, that's because it takes so long to come out. Yeah.
Anticipation was the Heinz ketchup commercial. All right. So, Alan, when you address a letter with C/O, what do the C and O stand for?
Care of.
Correct. All right, and I think we're to Charlie.
Yep.
Charlie, what is the round button on an iPhone called?
The home button.
Wayne, what condition is Dustin Hoffman's character Raymond Babbitt affected by in the 1988 film Rain Man?
I forgot what that condition was.
I think of the broader spectrum term.
I No, coming up dry on that.
Answer is
autism.
Autism.
Autism. Yeah.
All right. Let's try the green cards.
Oh shit. I'm sorry. I don't even know what's on them.
All right, Michael. Which video app made 16-year-old Nash Greer a star in 2013 with 6-second movies about the trials of high school life?
A video app from 2013. That was like before TikTok. There was an app called Vine around that time. Yes. But I think Vine was like earlier. I'll guess Vine.
Vine is correct.
Oh my god. Crazy.
Well, you're a scientist. You're supposed to know these things.
Yeah, I know the computer's products, but I don't know any of the people.
I met Michael by doing pre-Google, I guess it was a Yahoo search or something like that. Wow. I don't know. It was a search, one of the early search engines on Netscape. Back in the 90s. And I first found his brother Jonathan, and then I found Michael, and just because I looked up Tumim, my maiden name. And the cool thing about finding someone with the last name spelled T-O-O-M-I-M, the odds that that person is going to be a relative are almost 100%. It's about as close as possible. So after some discussion, we figured out what the connection was.
Yahoo was before Google. I buy stocks. Well, now I'm trying to sell them and not pay so much in taxes. But anyhow, I bought Google, and my stockbroker, which is a full-service broker, Morgan Stanley, had never heard of Google. But by the time I went to sell it a year later, I paid like $17 or $18 a share, and it was up to like $250 a share. He knew exactly what Google was. I should have hung on to it longer. It went up another $100 or so. But, you know, I made a pretty good profit from $17 to $250. So take your profit and run.
All right. For what new device did Siri plead it should be on your wrist, not a blend tech, just before a 2015 Will It Blend YouTube test?
This for me? Who is it for?
This for Alan.
Siri said something?
For what new device did Siri plead it should be on your wrist, not in your blend tech, just before 2015 Will It Blend YouTube test?
iWatch.
Yeah, Apple Watch.
Yeah, Apple Watch, whatever you call it.
Excuse me. My tea is not doing the trick tonight.
That is interesting. They didn't call it an iWatch.
I don't own one of those. Citizen is good enough for me.
If they called it an iWatch, it would sound kind of creepy. I've got my eye watching you. I had to disrupt you. The naming scheme.
How do we know it's not?
I always feel like there's someone watching me.
Yeah, I want to keep that a secret. It is.
Listening in for sure.
Yep. All right. I think I am on Charlie.
No. Yes.
What photo editing and sharing app introduced emoji hashtags with 3 new filters in 2015?
I feel like filter. I should know this, but I don't.
The HEPA filter? No, not that type of filter.
HEPA filter.
Photo editing and sharing app.
Photoshop? I don't know.
No, 2015, buddy.
Yeah, Photoshop was way before that.
I don't have a clue.
Oh, you'll know what it is once it's revealed.
Yeah, it was Instagram.
Instagram. Instagram. Okay.
What's that got to do with?
Okay.
Emoji hashtags.
I've never been on Instagram, so I have no idea about that.
Neither have I. Yeah.
I occasionally...
Neither have I. But I knew it again. You can just, if you want, you can just give me all of the software app questions. And if you just tell me the year, and I'll tell you what the app was. I don't need any other information about what it was.
I was already retired in 2015, so.
All right.
Yeah, but when it comes to space, not the space in the room, but space past Earth, he usually gets the question, Charlie does, and he happens to have a degree in this also, and so it's easy for him to answer it. You know, like, how many people live on Mars other than Donald Trump? You know, I'm just joking, but you know, I just, you know, he would probably know.
All right, Wayne, and then we're gonna put away the green cards and we'll go back to the easy ones. what items that expanded from size 5 to 12 inches in length and width were developed by Because International in 2015 for kids in developing nations? What items that expanded from 5 to 12 inches in length and width were developed by Because International in 2015 for kids in developing nations? That's a really hard one.
Yeah, that really is. I guess dildo would not count.
I'll give you this hint.
Alan never fails.
Wayne, it's an article of clothing.
Say it again.
It's an article of clothing that expands from 5 to 12 inches in length. And it's for kids.
From five to an article of clothing that expands from 5 to 12 inches in length.
Michael, do you know the answer?
I'm trying to figure out. No, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, is it some kind of weird expandable hat? Like a rain hat umbrella? It must be like a hat umbrella.
It's much simpler than that. It's just shoes.
A zipper.
It's shoes. It's expandable shoes.
I've never heard of it.
Heard of it.
Neither I've never heard of it either, but can. I think that's really smart.
Well, yeah. Tell me about it.
You know, if you think
paid
about
it. You paid the size 5 price, and it'll fit on my feet, almost.
Now, Michael's too young to remember, probably, but we used to have roller skates that clipped onto your shoes. And yeah. And they had a key, and you could adjust the length.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that, and they didn't work very well, but
no, they were terrible
for years.
Really?
But that's, yeah.
I just remember them like flippy flopping around.
You needed stiff soles on your shoes.
Yeah, you had to have
for them to hold in there.
Ice puppies or something on there.
Or like
It didn't work on tennis shoes.
It didn't work for me on tennis shoes. My sister had a set, and her boyfriend had a set that would fit me, and I got about 4 feet in those things and fell over into the bushes. So that's the end of that for me.
All right, back to the easy questions.
Thank you.
All right, Michael. In what year did the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center in New York take place?
I'm like, obviously 9/11, and I'm like, wait, that's not a year. I remember, let's see. Fuck, I don't even. It's 2000, and it might have been. Was it possibly two? Oh wait, Bush was president, right? Which means, oh god, I don't even.
Barely.
Know. I'm just gonna guess something stupid. I'm gonna guess 2003 because I don't know.
You're off by 2 years.
Two years.
It was 2001?
Yeah.
2001.
That's why I said he was barely president, because that was he was elected in 2000 and inaugurated in 2001.
Although Photoshop was around then, because he was reading to a class
in Florida
or somewhere, and he was told by Secret Service, that this happened, and the picture that he had was the book was upside down. I mean, come on. the guy wasn't that dumb, so anyhow.
Well, he probably, you know, was turning it to show them, and then...
Yeah.
Oh, that, yeah, that might be. I doubt that, too. He wasn't that smart.
Yeah.
So, but he kept calm. So to not so the kids wouldn't get upset.
Mm-hmm. So kind and compassionate.
Yeah. All right. Alan. What type of champagne is Brut?
It's dry.
And Charlie. What is the name of the man who founded the first blue jeans company in 1853?
Levi Strauss.
Wayne, what is the capital of Ukraine?
Kiev.
It's actually, so the Ukrainians pronounce it Kiev, and Kiev, the Russians pronounce it Kiev. So we grew up hearing it pronounced Kiev, which is actually the Russian pronunciation.
Well, since he's not Russian, he's okay.
And that's where me and Michael's family is from.
What, Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Me neither.
His great-grandfather, my grandfather, was born in Kiev.
Yeah, I guess my great grandfather. So that means one out of eight.
So they were not. They were Hitler bombed that area, so they rather got out of there before, or were lucky to have not been bombed.
Well, we learned a lot about that in like the 1880s.
Before Hitler.
Michael, do you remember the name of the guy who started these agricultural colonies?
I don't remember the name. Oh, it was a baron. There's some German baron who was like, before Zionism, was like, geez, we need to like spread y'all into new territories, like little colonies all over the place.
So he started colonies in South America and New Jersey. And our family
Uruguay, Brazil, Argentina, New Jersey.
In New Jersey, yeah. It's like all these South American countries and New Jersey. Woodbine, New Jersey. All right. Wayne. I think that's who I'm on. And I put up the card. Oh. Wayne, did I ask you about the capital of Ukraine? Yes, I did.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm back to Michael. In what country is the city of Acapulco located?
That's in Mexico, bro.
I love it, bro. You can tell he's from the Bay Area.
So.
What is the distance between the goal line and the penalty spot in soccer?
Oh, boy.
Alan.
You're asking Alan this?
Yeah.
I used to play soccer when I was in high school. I have no clue.
I used to be a referee, too.
I can't remember.
Goal line penalty.
The goal line penalty.
So it's going to be in meters, right? So.
30 meters. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say meters too, but so was it? Was
well, I have the answer in both meters and yards.
Okay.
And there's only a difference of one.
Oh. Well, that's pretty close then.
So yeah, Alan, make a guess.
I would say meters.
How many?
No, how many?
Oh, 30.
I was going to, yeah. But I think 30 is too big right now. Because the whole field's probably like 100, right? Yeah. So you should change your guess to 15.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to change my guess to 15. I can't remember. I played 3 years of soccer in high school.
Okay, so it's 12 yards or 11 meters. So. It's 12 yards or 11 meters.
Ooh. Even closer. Ooh. Wow.
All wrong.
All right.
Wait, so we have to all guess.
Charlie.
Wait a minute. Is this 11 meters something you can buy at 5 meters and it grows to 11 meters?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Charlie.
That's the size of my dildo.
It's a little pump-up one, right?
You can kick it, too, because it's for soccer.
Oh, so
it's,
yeah, that's very robust.
Yeah. Just kick to inflate.
Charlie, what does a Jolly Roger flag usually depict?
What does it usually contain?
Yeah.
Skull and crossbones.
All right. And Wayne, what is the name of our galaxy?
Milky Way.
Man. We were out in the yard yesterday pulling weeds and bachelor buttons. They've gone to seed and it's time to pull them up, and I'm paying for it today. That's why I'm so raspy and I keep coughing.
Well, why you don't wear a mask? Do you want me to send you some N95s? I mean, I have masks. I wear masks all the time outside. I don't wear them inside anymore because it's allergy season year-round around here because of global warming. Everybody wants to blame Trump, but Trump's not at fault for global warming. Not yet. But, you know, I mean, I just, please, you know?
I wore gloves, but gardening gloves, but I didn't wear a mask. And I should have, but honestly, I need a whole hazmat suit.
Rocks on it.
All right. I think I'm back to Michael. Put these military ranks in order from highest to lowest. Colonel, Captain, Major.
Oh, there's three of them. Okay, that sounds way easier. Let's start with Major. I don't know the other ones. Probably like Captain to Colonel.
Colonel, Major, Captain.
Colonel, Major.
Colonel's the highest, yeah. Of those three.
Colonel's the highest?
Colonel's the highest, yes. I would say it'd be Captain, Major, Colonel.
No, he said highest to lowest, so it'll be Colonel.
Colonel, Major, Captain is the order from highest to lowest. I had a professor at Lamar. His brother was also a professor in a different department, and so rather than being called doctor, he preferred to be called Colonel because he said it was a lot harder to get that Colonel than it was to get that doctor, that PhD.
Oh, wow.
Alan, how long is one period in an ice hockey game?
I don't know. Ask Charlie. I'm sure he could tell you.
I know.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I don't know.
It's 20 minutes.
I'm looking. I go for ice hockey for is to watch the fights. It's better than boxing, you know?
Oh, God.
Okay, Charlie. In what city can you cross the Golden Gate Bridge?
San Francisco, California.
Well, actually, there's
two boys.
Which way you're going?
Yeah. It depends on which way you're going. Yeah.
What's on the other side of it? Is it San Rafael or something else?
Marin County.
Marin.
You know, it's not a city.
Oh,
I thought it was Oakland.
San Rafael is there on the other side.
San Rafael's much farther north. It starts with an S.
It's not Sausalito. It's not San Anselmo. Sausalito's further up, I think.
Really? I thought Sausalito was It's not gonna look it up.
I thought it went between San Francisco and Oakland.
Go to Google Maps if I can get this extra browser to open here. That's what I usually do.
Yeah, Sausalito is further up. I think it might just be unincorporated county.
I'm there right now, and it says Sausalito.
Okay, so but it's unincorporated county.
Yeah, right? So it's Marin County when you cross over. Like Michael said, and it's unincorporated, but the first city going
first
up there
city is Sausalito. Yeah. So you probably use Sausalito as your address if you...
Sausalito, right. So...
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right. I'm glad we got that clarified.
Yeah. Great. That's like our first thing we really had to figure out.
Well, we both have science degrees, so... You know, it took two of us to figure
out. Two of you from the Bay Area.
We're both from the Bay Area. So.
Hey, I'm supposed to know this.
Wayne, what do you call a match, especially a soccer match, between two teams from the same town?
That can happen.
Yeah, that's my thought.
I don't know. Intercity? I don't know.
That's Civil called War. A derby.
What?
Derby.
Derby?
A derby.
Mm-hmm. I thought a derby was a track that horses race around.
Yeah.
By the way, your gal Clark is going to be here in the Bay Area. She's playing at the Chase Center this weekend or something like that. You want me to get us tickets?
No, I'll
Wayne's in Cleveland, Michael.
Speaking of Michael, what is the highest mountain in the United States?
I would guess it'd be like, so this is an older thing, so it's probably Denali versus McKinley.
Well, it's got both of those answers on this card.
Yeah. All right. I don't know why they had to change the name from Mount McKinley. I mean, he wasn't a president who was assassinated.
Oh, was he? Wow.
Who changed his name?
And then his name got Obama.
Obama change his name?
Obama changed it to Denali, which is what the Inuits call it.
Yeah.
So what the locals called it, and then Trump changed it back.
Yeah,
good.
All right, Alan. What famous actress was the mother of Isabella Rossellini?
That's so easy. Anybody here can name that except me. I have no idea.
I've never
heard of her.
Oh, I love her. She's one of my favorite actresses.
Oh, good. Well, you go ahead then with it.
Ingrid Bergman.
I've heard of her.
Wasn't she?
Probably wouldn't know her if I saw her. Of course.
Wasn't she in Casablanca? Wasn't that Ingrid Bergman?
Really?
You know, I think it was. Yes.
All right, Charlie. What art style was developed by George Braque and Pablo Picasso?
Oh, God.
He's another scientist, so.
He asked me an art question, yeah. what is it called? Abstract art? I don't know.
Cubism.
Oh, man.
Cubism, okay.
All right, Wayne, what is the name of the lead singer of the Sex Pistols? That's a Brian question. Brian's another person in the Bay Area.
Yeah, he doesn't get on much anymore. It's too late for him, is what he claims.
That was Johnny Rotten.
Okay.
All right, Michael, what does the acronym DIY stand for?
Do it yourself, baby. Why are you asking me? You know the answers.
No. All right, Alan. What is the name of Bill and Hillary Clinton's daughter?
Chelsea.
Bonus question. What song was she named after?
Is this for Alan? Is that bonus question for me?
Yes.
What song was she named after? Mm-hmm. Hillary and the Dog. I don't know.
Chelsea Morning, Joni Mitchell. Woke up, was it Chelsea Morning? And the first thing that I heard.
No,
oh, I'm a huge Joni Mitchell fan.
It wasn't Barack, it was Clinton.
Yeah, the Clintons.
Oh, that's right. Hillary Clinton
was a huge fan of Joni Mitchell. And so she named her daughter after a Joni Mitchell song, Chelsea Morning. Okay. Charlie, who is the father of the actor Michael Douglas?
That would be Kirk Douglas. I am Spartacus.
And Wayne, which side is port and which side is starboard on a boat?
Is this for Charlie?
This is for Wayne.
No, I just answered Spartacus. This is for Wayne.
No, left and right, but I don't know which is which.
Port is left, starboard is right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you know if the question ever comes up again.
Like, but you won't remember.
Go to the right and get me a beer.
Oh, right.
Doesn't mean the boats always go like right to left or something? Since
I had some friends in high school that would, when giving directions in the car, would say port or starboard instead of left or right.
Yeah, if they didn't smoke so much marijuana. You know.
Well, I mean, there's that.
You know where the word posh comes from, don't you?
No.
It comes from port out, starboard home. Posh. Because apparently when you're going out, you go to the left, and when you're coming home, you're going to the right.
Interesting.
Yeah, more knowledge that we're going to need along the road.
Yeah.
All right, Michael. What are the physical remains and effects of a saint called when preserved as a memorial?
The physical, like, what's the dead body called when preserved of a saint when preserved in a memorial?
Mm-hmm.
An angel?
I had no idea that even happened. That's
it's called just like
to be a whole body. I mean, it could be any.
Yeah.
Like the home or the clothing or whatever's left. It sounds so morbid. There's a name for it. It sounds, how about death? Let's call it death.
It's a word that you know from gaming.
Yep.
I don't really game that much. A frag?
No.
Giblets. Giblets.
Go ahead, Charlie.
It's a relic. Yep. A relic.
Wow.
It could be a tuft of hair. It could be a bone. Piece of clothing. This doesn't have to do with a saint called a relic. I was raised Catholic.
Yeah, everybody is. Well, not everybody, but most of the folks on GabNet are either Jewish or Catholic. We have the occasional Protestant, but they're the exception.
I was raised Catholic until I reached the age of reason.
good way to put it.
That's a George Carlin line.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. We're on Allen. What is the fourth largest city in the United States?
Fourth largest city in the United States. God, the fourth largest. Well, that leaves Texas out.
Texas is a state, not a city.
Dallas.
Well, you know, you're quite close.
Yeah.
It's Houston.
Oh, wow. Yep. I knew it was, I knew when I said it leaves Texas out, but I actually knew it was in Texas.
Yeah.
Dallas.
You're like SF, New York, LA, Houston?
San Francisco.
No, Chicago, and then Houston.
Yeah.
Oh, Chicago.
Yeah.
San Francisco is small. It's only 49 square miles.
And then Philadelphia, which used to be number 4 for my whole youth.
Oh, like size in geography, not size in people.
Oh, right.
Okay. You know,
the largest city in the U.S. in area is Jacksonville, Florida.
Are you sure? Really? I mean, Houston's pretty big in area.
Google it.
I take your
Jacksonville
word for
takes
it.
Up the whole of Duval County in Florida.
Hey Siri, what is the largest city in area in the United States?
Here's an answer from scenesatrends.com and thoughtco.com.
Jacksonville.
So I got all kinds of useless information.
All right, so Charlie, in what girl group was the singer Beyoncé Knowles a member from 97 to 2005?
Destiny's Child. I only know that because I love Beyoncé.
I wouldn't mind making love to Beyoncé, too.
You know? All right, Wayne, what adjective describes a person who speaks fluently two languages?
Bilingual.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, back to Michael. In what world-famous rock band did the guitarist Slash play from 1985 to 1996?
Slash and like Guns N' Roses, probably. It's good.
There you go.
All right.
Alan. What is measured in, I don't know how to pronounce this, BECQUERELS? Becquerels?
Becquerels.
Becquerels.
I don't know. Is this some Vulcan thing? I don't know. The size of a Vulcan's penis. Hell, I don't know what it even is.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Wayne,
radioactivity.
What?
Radioactivity.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was done in, like, never mind.
I only had 2 years of nuclear physics.
Yeah, we know. So.
All right. Charlie, how many food groups were in the classic USDA food guide pyramid?
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. God has nothing.
When I grew up, there were 4 basic elements, but I know that's wrong. So
it's more than that.
6?
6 is correct.
It's just a wild guess.
Wayne, what is the Latin word for earth?
Terra?
Yep.
That is correct.
He's and Star Trek, it was the Terran Federation, yeah.
All right, Michael. Which is longer, the Great Wall of China or the Trans-Siberian Railway?
Oh, shit. Blank. Well, the wall was zigzags. Probably the wall.
Nope.
Oh, well. I guess Siberia is pretty big.
The Trans-Siberian Railway is 5,772 miles, while the Great Wall of China is 5,500 miles long.
Yeah, but the good thing is the Great Wall of China starts in China and ends in China. What about the Grand Siberian Railroad? Where does it start and end?
It ends on the Arabian Peninsula. I don't know where it starts.
That's one end of it. Yes. That much I knew. The other end, where it starts, I have no idea.
I would imagine Siberia.
I would think so.
Somewhere. Yeah, or Korea or something. Someplace on the
Siberia, because it's the Trans-Siberian. So it goes across.
No, all the way across Siberia. But see, it goes past the end of Siberia. It goes all the way to the Arabian Peninsula. So it may start all the way past the east end of Siberia.
Boy, I'm glad I asked that question.
All right, Alan. What countries is Scandinavia composed of?
Holland.
No.
I don't think Holland.
Denmark.
Denmark's Denmark. One. Two more.
Denmark. Sweden.
That's two. One more.
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam is a city in Holland.
Holland? Okay, Holland.
No.
Oh.
And I already told you that was wrong.
Okay.
The third one is Norway.
Norway.
I was just going to... No, it wasn't. I wouldn't have thought of Norway.
All right. Charlie, what is the profession of Florence Nightingale? What was the profession of Florence Nightingale?
She was a nurse.
All right, Wayne. What country gave the Statue of Liberty to the United States in honor of the centennial of U.S. independence?
France.
All right, Michael. I guess this will be the last card, y'all. We're almost out of time. What is the sum of the three angles of a triangle?
In degrees, 180.
Alan, what quote do we associate with Uncle Sam on the posters?
Sam on the posters. Something about join the military or something like that.
I want you.
I want you.
All right. Charlie. We all know that the Hindenburg caught fire, but what was the Hindenburg?
It was a Zeppelin from Germany.
All right. How do you say astronaut in Russian? Wayne.
Cosmonaut.
Oh, we still have a minute and a half left. All right. Let's do one more. Quick. All right. Lightning round.
Quick, speed round. All right.
Speed round. Michael, in which sports do you compete in a half pipe?
Snowboarding of the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Downhill snowboarding.
That's one of them.
Oh, sports. Also the skateboarding.
Yes.
And you can also do it with a bicycle.
Yes.
And then the body slide.
And skiing and freestyle BMX and inline skating.
Yeah, okay. Great. Well,
all right.
I don't know. Alan,
thanks for helping me get him fast.
I would have thought skateboard would be in there, too.
All right.
I did say skateboard.
Yeah.
I know you did, but Amy didn't.
Oh, well, I was saying what he left out. All right. Alan, what is the name of Elvis Presley's...
No, you said that was the last one.
Alan.
That's wrong.
What is the name of Elvis Presley's daughter?
Priscilla.
Charlie, what prize can be regarded as television's equivalent to the Oscars?
The Emmy.
And Wayne, what neurological disorder involves falling asleep involuntarily and randomly?
If it isn't insomnia, then it's the opposite of insomnia.
Narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy.
Well, thank you so much, all of you, for joining me here. And Michael, if you want to just hang around on Zoom, We cool. chat afterwards, but I want to remind you, I'm going to go back to my old way. Get registered, get informed, get politically active, and go vote. And if you don't have anything nice to say, come sit next to me.